Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on Christian prayer, we now turn to the prayer of Jesus at the Last Supper, when our Lord instituted the Eucharist, the sacrament of his body and blood. Jesus' gift of himself anticipates his sacrifice on the cross and his glorious resurrection. The Eucharist is the supreme prayer of Jesus and of his church. At the Last Supper, with his overturn of the Passover and the commemoration of Israel's liberation, Jesus' prayer echoes the Hebrew Beraka, which includes both thanksgiving and the gift of a blessing. His act of breaking the bread and offering the cup on the night before he died becomes a sign of his redemptive self-oblation in obedience to the Father's will. He thus appears as a true Paschal Lamb who brings the ancient worship to fulfillment. Jesus' prayer also invokes strength for his disciples, especially Peter. May our celebration of the Eucharist, in obedience to Christ's command, unite us more deeply to his prayer at the Last Supper and enable us in union with him to offer our lives even more fully in sacrifice to the Father. I greet the many school groups from the United States present at today's audience, including the deacons from St. Paul's Seminary in Minnesota. My greeting also goes to the students of Carmel College in New Zealand. I welcome the participants in Interfaith Journey from Canada. Upon all the English-speaking visitors and their families, I cordially invoke God's abundant blessings. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Et hoc nunc usque in saeculo.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.